Welcome back to WDOT Port Washington. I'm Ryan Baxter here with
Jonathan Gold, and today's game, there is the Zookeepers versus the Monkeys. Now, who do you think will win? You think the Zookeepers will keep the Monkeys in check, or do you think the Monkeys will break out of their zoo and go roam free?
I like that energy. I see the Monkeys going all the way here. They just beat girls varsity. I don't see anything stopping them now.
I kind of have to disagree with you on that one, because I feel like the Zookeepers will break free. Will keep them in check because they got that power with the Landon Brader. Landon Brader's got epic spikes as the game has started, with the Monkeys getting point number one on the board with a nasty spike from Zach Siflin. The ball goes out. Now, got a quick question for you. Who do you think is going to be the difference maker for the Monkeys or the Zookeepers? First off, with the Zookeepers, who's going to be the main factor if they win?
The Zookeepers? I see Cal Gober being a main factor.
And I kind of agree with that, but I feel like Landon Brady is going to be the main factor because he got all that power. But what about
spike by Dylan Epstein?
What a spike. And that ties it up 1-1. So for the Zookeepers, for the Monkeys, who do you think is going to be the main factor if they come out on top?
I mean, it's hard to say. There's so many good players on that team.
I kind of have to go with David Silverstein or maybe even Tyler Durant.
Durant's got the brace on his knee, but it doesn't matter. Soft spike laid out by Epstein, it did not matter.
Epstein lays out, isn't able to get through it, though, but it's still going to be an interesting one here. Total right now is 2-1 in favor of the Monkeys. So,
I'm sorry. Did I say I meant the Zookeepers were going to win.
You thought the Zookeepers. All right. As Landon Brader with a nasty spike, but it gets stopped. Will the ball go out? Yes, it does.
Out of bounds. Point Zookeepers.
With assistance of Landon Brader. Total right now is 2-0.
Landon Brader seems to be a key factor all the way from the start of the game until now. What are your thoughts?
I feel like no matter what, he was a key factor because he was a key factor on varsity.
Rothenberg, soft serve. Oh, spike. Saved by Epstein. Rothenberg sets it up for Cal Gober with the spike.
What a spike by Cal Gober
What a play by Gober.
That is just some great volleyball. That is just volleyball 101 right there. That's just the fundamentals.
As Brader hits a fan in the face with the ball, he's got a little bit of humor in this.
Brader with the serve.
I got that. Epstein keeps it alive. To Hillman. Spike down. Point Monkeys.
That's just a routine spike. They've just been doing that all game. They've been doing that all game in the past games. Just because they decided to, you know what? You know what they did? Just gonna feed what works. Keep going with that feed.
Why not?
As it is Silverstein to serve.
Good serve by Silverstein. Saved by Epstein. Set up for the spike by Rothenberg. Hits it nice. Kept alive. Epstein setting it up for Gober, who taps it over lightly. Hillman sets it up. Good spike by the Monkey. Saved. Epstein saves it again. Goes to the backcourt. Saved by his twin Epstein. Hillman sets it up. Another spike from the Monkeys. Inbounds. Point Monkeys.
Now, if I may just jot in real quick, it is also a brotherly battle. Both the Epsteins. Dylan Epstein is playing. They're playing for rights in the family, I guess. You could say bragging rights.
Dylan Epstein with the set. Cal Gober standing up for Brader.
Brader
who just makes it over the net. Silverstein keeps it up, spikes it down. Point Monkeys. 3-5 in favor of the Monkeys.
In my opinion, I feel like that if Landon Brader didn't go with that light little tap, if he just put a little finesse on it, maybe. Maybe it looked in one direction as Silverstein just serves that right into the net.
I did not expect a miss serve in this game, to be honest.
It's been a quite electric game, if I may say.
Rothenberg going for the serve. Nice serve by Rothenberg. Out of bounds. Good play by Ryan Epstein.
Just to not even touch it. Smart man. As this right game right here is neck and neck.
I mean, what do you expect? Served by the Monkeys. Tried to be kept alive by Dylan Epstein.
As he barely misses it. He dove a little bit quicker. It may have gotten there, but we can't tell what didn't happen.
Served by the Monkeys. Kept alive by Rothenberg. Epstein sets it up for Brader, who spikes
perfect,
it down.
Perfect Good. Spike by Landon Brader. That's just textbook right
there. That's textbook. That's what I was about to say.
He's splitting the difference.
Gober
to serve.
Nice serve right over the net. Kept alive by Ryan Epstein. Hillman sets it up. Good spike. Touched by Cal Gober and goes out of bounds. Point Monkeys. He should have let that go.
You think it would have been a factor if they didn't touch the ball, right? If they didn't touch it,
yeah, ball would have stayed in. Out of bounds. That's their point. Casual mistake, but it's okay.
It's okay. It happens.
Duran to serve. Good serve by Duran to Brader. Sets it up
for Reed Paltrow. And Epstein tries to doink it over, but then saves it after it's blocked.
Brader hits it over. Kept alive. The monkeys hit back over. Rothenberg with the set over. Kept alive by Hillman to Epstein. Go for the spike once again. What a play by the monkeys.
Now that's just also textbook right there. They've been both playing textbook volleyball. That's what you want to see. Zach Siflin has been a major benefactor for the monkeys.
Siflin's getting all the spikes. Kept alive. Set by Hillman to Siflin again.
No
spike
good.
Out of bounds. Hits the fans. I don't think they care. This is a crazy event in our school.
Nobody cares for injuries.
Have you ever seen such energy in this building?
Never seen this type of energy. Maybe on a pep rally day.
Maybe on a pep rally.
But this, more important than pep rally. School spirit? No. It was more important?
There seems
fighting
to be
for a cause.
There seems to be some confusion.
Some confusion going on. Let's see what's going on.
The score is 9-6 in favor of the monkeys.
Reed Paltrow to serve.
Paltrow lining it up. Good serve. Kept alive by Epstein. Set by Hillman to Siflin again.
Siflin just doinks it.
Kept alive by Paltrow, but hit out of bounds.
And Paltrow just kicks
the
it.
Kick, the kick play is always dangerous.
Because you can't control where it goes with it, with their feet.
Exactly. Monkeys are serving. We got Siflin on the serve. Good serve. Kept alive by Gober. Spiked down by Dylan Epstein. Kept alive by Siflin. Hits the ceiling. That's the end of the play.
Point. Zookeepers. 7-10 in favor of
this
the monkeys.
This is extremely close, Jonathan. What are you thinking?
I think it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna go down to the wire.
Now, will the kids or will they not storm the court?
You know what? I think
as
they cross the court. I have a feeling in my head that if the zookeepers win, there's gonna be a court storming. That's just my thought.
What about the monkeys?
Maybe. Depends on how good the game is. And also depends on who leaves for last period.
It seems a lot of kids are leaving.
As they do have to get to their last period class.
We are excused. Keep going. They're losing. They're losing everybody.
As everyone is just exiting the gym currently.
It's a shame.
Hey, trust me, I feel like it would be worth it for this cause. They just got to wait for everyone to clear that's clearing. But, however, what do you think is going to be a key factor? You think the crowd was a big factor in this?
The crowd was a huge factor in this. I mean, the energy in this building, you could feel it. You could feel it in your body.
But, as there is an announcement, if you do have sixth period class, you will have to head to your class unless you are off. But, hey,
to be honest,
I'd stay for it. And then, as Baxter, what do you think is going to be a key factor? Not even just the crowd point of view. I think it's going to be a mental aspect. I think it's going to be a mental view.
Yeah,
just
I mean,
because of how it's going.
This is icing the team. You know what I mean? This is hurting the entire team doing this. Both teams are both. They were in their role, right?
And they just had to stop it because everyone just got up and left.
It's a Friday. It's last period. To be honest, I think they should cancel it and kept it going. What do you think?
I think they should have just made it. They should make this a national holiday, in my opinion.
Once again, spike it up in honor of Pierre Slutsky, amazing student, passed away in 2019 from cancer.
And that's what we're doing this for, raising money for cancer awareness.
Exactly.
Gotta keep this up. So, what do you think is gonna go on next? I'm pretty sure it is. What is it? Zookeeper serve.
It's zookeeper serve. I mean, zookeepers are down by three. I think they can come back. I mean, it's all up to fate at this point. It's anyone's game.
This game's just a toss-up. Flip of a coin. Heads, zookeepers win. Tails, monkeys lose. Get it? Because, like, monkeys have tails?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, just want to make sure I get that joke across.
Great joke. All
right. What are they doing right now? You got Sam Rothenberg writing something on his thigh. What do you think he wrote?
Just threw my pen under the bleachers.
What do you think he wrote?
I'm not sure.
You think it was an intimidation tag? Like, I don't feel pain? And he's just writing something on his leg?
It could be.
Could be. All right. And I'm pretty sure everyone has cleared the gym that has a last period class.
Except for Kieran Doshi. Kieran Doshi has not left the gym yet.
All right. Game is almost underway. Serve from Epstein. Some setting.
It's Stifflin.
Spike by Stifflin.
Kept alive by Epstein. Hits the ceiling. Are they continuing play? They are. Brader hits it over the net. Hillman setting it up for Ryan Epstein, who soft taps it. Brader keeps it alive to Gober. Gober sets it to Epstein. Epstein hits it over. Kept alive by Hillman. Hillman to Epstein. Epstein sets it. Zivlin spikes. Kept alive by Gober. Gober hits it. Brader with the spike.
Blocked
by
Duran. Bounds.
What a play by Duran.
And that is point to the Zookeepers, because it didn't hit the ground. So, Epstein on the serve. What do you think's going to happen?
I mean, obviously a good serve.
Obviously.
Epstein,
they all play volleyball.
Hits it up. So, almost a double spike. Epstein asking for it up. Spike down by Brader. What a play.
You know, Rotho was looking for that spike, but they just give it to Brader because Brader's more reliable, in my opinion. He plays volleyball. You don't know. He's a main spike. Got all that power.
Served by Epstein. Short.
Short.
Short
first time
serve.
You ever see that.
Wow.
You know, some people might think with Landon, no one man can have all that power.
Can't quote him.
So it is Monkey's serve.
It's 11-9 is the score currently.
Serve coming in.
Kept alive by Epstein to Brader. Hitting it back. Rothenberg soft tap it over.
I think
Hillman
everyone thought there was going
to
be a spike
Epstein.
There.
Spike by Duran. Miss hit the net short.
Spice it right into the net. It's not what you like to see. But hey.
We still have a ton of fans here. I'm not going to lie.
Stuff's going to happen. A lot of fans here, even though it is sixth period, last period.
Seems like a lot of seniors don't really care.
Majority seniors in the building.
I mean.
Brader with the serve.
Zifflin keeps it alive. Hillman sets it up for Zifflin again. Kept alive by Epstein. Brader setting it up for Gober, who hits it over. Kept alive. Silverstein hits it to Epstein, who keeps it alive. No, Brader. Brader misses the hit.
He just falls to the ground. Point blank range.
All right, I was going to say point monkeys, but you could say that.
Point blank range. Could have had that. Just not enough arm length, even though he is a tall boy.
Hmm. Served by Epstein, well over the net. Paltrow keeps it alive. Set by Epstein. Spike down by Gober. Way too hard. Hits someone in the face.
Heads up. And
got
make
it.
Sure everyone's okay.
Head on a swivel, baby.
Head on a swivel. All times, especially at sporting events.
The score is 13-10. The game is to 15.
Game is to 15. Epstein to serve.
Served by Epstein. Kept alive by Gober. Set again by another Epstein. Gober keeps it alive. Hillman to Epstein. Back to Siffler again. The Brader keeps it alive. Epstein setting it up for Gober, who taps it over lightly. Kept alive. Epstein with the bump.
Trips over Landon. Still get it over.
Ryan Epstein sets it.
Siffler with spike out of bounds.
Out of bounds. Point Zookeepers. It's a two-point game, JoJo.
Two-point game, and Monkey just needed 2 points to win it. You know, anything can happen in the span of a couple points. You never know. Momentum swifts. Momentum changes.
Rothenberg lining up for the serve. Serves it over.
To Epstein.
Kept alive by Epstein. Set by Hillman to Silverstein.
Barely goes over the net. Just
Brader.
Like a little roller.
All right. This is it.
It's match point right here.
Match point. For all the marbles.
Will the monkeys break out of their cages and be let free? The serve.
Epstein.
Gober.
To Gober. Back to
Spike.
Epstein. Spike.
Save.
Kept alive by Brader. Brader sets it up for Epstein. Epstein taps it over. Kept alive. Epstein keeps it alive for Siffler. Way
no
too
good.
Hard. Blocked. Almost hit a fan again.
You know what happened there? You know what I think they did? Is they tried to catch him off guard. They thought he was going to go for a big spike, and he just doinks it over. Don't really see that. You don't see that too often.
It's 12-14, but it's still.
And then, so far, it is 12-14 in favor of the Monkeys.
Hillman to Siffler again. The spike out of bounds. Out of bounds. The ball. It's 13-14.
It is a one-point game here,
folks. It is a one-point game, ladies and gentlemen.
This is what you guys love to see. Gober to serve.
15.
Gober to serve. You know what? Just one mistake and it could be Monkey's victory. Gober getting ready. People are getting in Gober's head. Sam Black looks like he's trying to throw a little jab at Gober with his voice.
I don't know what's going on right now. Why are we stopping to play?
A little scoreboard confusion here. See what's going on here.
I think it's because it hit a backpack which was on the floor.
Oh, yeah. So I think it could have been inbounds, the backpack, and they just didn't know if it was.
I think they're calling
out.
A redo of play. Gober
redo
with the serve.
Gober
well
serving.
Over the net. Kept alive. Hillman sets it up. It's going to go over that net. Oh, Durant couldn't keep it alive. It's a 13-14 game.
13-14 in favor of the Monkeys. 1 point difference. No, 1 point make or break it.
Exactly.
Cobra service.
Hillman sets up for Sifler with the spike. No good. They're calling it.
They are calling it point towards.
What do they call it? What's the call?
Let's see what they're doing. So far they got a point. So far it's point Monkeys, Monkeys victory, but it can't change. Don't know with all the controversy. They're saying there was a, Stratwise are saying there's a tip, but we don't know. Right now, total is 15-13.
What is going on? Unless is this game to 21?
I'm pretty sure this is to 21.
Okay.
Raider
sets it alive. Epstein hits it to Gober. Gober taps it over. Sifler keeps it alive. Hillman set up for Sifler. Another spike right between Raider's legs.
Total is 16-13 in favor of Monkeys. Right now, it is Monkeys serve.
Their energy in here is surreal.
You know what? Monkeys has the momentum right now. You think the Zookeepers might have been sleeping on the job. Maybe left the gate a little unlocked.
Brader bumps it and hits short. But Durant hit the net. Oh, they're still giving it
and
to them.
And they're still giving them the point.
Oh, no.
No. They are giving point Zookeepers even though he touched the net. Let's see what they're deciding.
All the judges are saying he hit the net. It's 13-16.
In favor of the Monkeys, 14-16. Just a two-point difference here, folks.
Again, extremely close game. Anybody can win it.
Reed Paltrow to serve. Varsity tennis star.
Paltrow getting his feel. Serves over the net. Nice. Ben. Epstein keeps it alive to Hillman. Sets it up. Another spike by Sifler.
No good. As a fan catches it.
They keep running the same play. They got to know by now to get up and block. What do you think?
But you can also think that Sifflin's been just hitting the ball. Just been haywiring it. And then just sailing the ball out of bounds. Reed Paltrow to serve. 1 point game. As people are trying to distract Paltrow.
Touching his calves.
Jackson Deitch is competing in that.
Paltrow. Nice serve.
It's in.
Kept alive by Sifler. Hillman bumps to the back. Kept alive by Silverstein. He hits it short. Short
goes,
of the net.
Goes off the finger.
You know what that means?
Tie game.
Tie game, ladies and gentlemen. 16 all in the championship of Lead 'em Up. Reed Paltrow with the serve. Kept alive by Sifler. Hillman spikes it down. Kept alive by Gober. Set by Epstein. Spiked by Brader.
You know what? Brader's just been having insane spikes right there. You know what? That might be a key factor, as I said previously. Key factor in this game is Brader spikes.
The Zookeepers take the first lead of the game. I think Reed thinks the touching the calf is good luck. Served by Paltrow. Kept alive by Hillman. To Sifler. Sifler shot gets blocked and he goes out of bounds.
Right now it is 17-0. Monkey serve. Tyler Durant to serve.
Durant lining
it's up.
Good,
it's in.
Good serve. Kept alive by Gober. Gober, Epstein sets it to Brader.
Bang! Bang! Brader with another spike. As the Monkeys are now down by one, 18-17 Zookeepers.
Zookeepers, they're tense. He let it fall. Good choice.
It's my man. Gotta get it set up. Spike
right
into the net.
By Epstein.
Just goes
obviously
into the net.
Obviously frustrated.
I mean, I would be too if I just hit the serve into the net, and it might be a deciding factor. You never know.
Epstein keeps it alive. Brader hits it over. Set for Hillman to Tyler. Soft tap kept alive by Epstein. Gober hits it over. Hillman keeps it alive with a set. Another set by Epstein. Set by Durant. Kept alive by Rothenberg. Sifler sets it to Hillman to David. Soft tap. Gober keeps it alive. To Brader, to Rothenberg. Hillman keeps it alive. To Epstein, spike by David goes. Lollipop, saved by Paltrow. Set to Epstein, sets it to Brader, keeps it alive. Epstein hits it to Sifler, who spikes it, and that's out of bounds.
Now, that right there, you know what that is?
Huh?
Teamwork and communication.
That was a great rally, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely wild.
Brayden to serve. Could this be a deciding factor with Landon serve?
Brayden with the serve.
It's in.
Duran. Hillman sets it up for Duran. Soft tap. Brayden keeps it alive. To Epstein. To Gober. Keeps it alive with a soft tap.
Soft tap by Gober.
What are
Gober.
They calling it?
See what they're calling it.
They're calling it inbounds. Point monkeys. Game point, ladies
Game
and gentlemen.
Point right
it
here.
All comes down to this.
Game point, I think. Landon with a serve. Up.
Brayden's
and it's in. Tyler
Duran.
With the set.
Duran spikes it. Cut to live. And the Zookeepers have
take
one
it.
Spike it up.
They take it all. Rothenberg with the victory. And that, ladies and gentlemen, the Zookeepers have won your 2023-2024 Spike It Up tournament. And goodbye.